It's time for CHS Outdoors, and it's brought to you by CHS in Elkton. Well, a little warmer weather for Halloween. Nice try. Nothing really scares me, except for mid-October snow that stays until April. Here's our CHS Outdoor forecast. Friday, partly cloudy with a high close to 40. Halloween, partly cloudy, temps in the 40s. Temp at trick-or-treating time, about 32. Sunday, sunny and cooler with temps in the upper 30s. Pressure on the rise, 29.7 Saturday morning, 30.4 by Sunday afternoon. Sunrise, 8.03, sunset, 6.18 on Saturday. Sunday, it'll be at 7.03, and the sun will set at 5.18. Don't forget the time change. The Old Farmer's Almanac says fishing should be good Saturday and Sunday evening. Saturday's major salooner times, 11.09 to 2.11 p.m. If you tuned in for a tip, here you go. I had someone ask me about winterizing a boat motor. Actually, it's not that tough. It's best to pay the professionals to do it, but you can pull it off. The old two-strokes are pretty simple. I put seafoam in the gas, run it through the motor, and then pull the fuel line and let her run until she dies. Then, onto the lower unit. There are two screws there. I use a very wide flat blade screwdriver for this, otherwise you damage the plugs. Remove the bottom one first, then the top screw, and the gear lube will just flow freely. Hopefully it's not milky. If it is, you have water where it shouldn't be. Now to refill it. Use a tube or a pump at the bottom hole and push it upward through the top hole. Once lube flows through the top hole, replace the top plug, then the lower plug, clean everything up, and you're done. You can fog the cylinders too, and I should mention some mechanics hate seafoam, but that's a discussion for another day. Good luck. Here's Jared Fredericks with our South Dakota Guided Fishing Report.
Well, I'm going to hold off with you guys this week. The only thing I really know is most of the body's water kind of froze over the last couple days. Pond still is open, but a lot of them are froze over. The ice is not safe by any means. There's no one really fishing. I know there's a few guys fishing the big two and getting a few walleyes along there. A lot of guys are out here on pheasant, and we're seeing a lot of good pheasants here. So if you haven't guys been out, pheasants are incredible numbers this year. And the deer just started coming right in the deer stand last couple nights. I've seen a few small bucks chasing does. So we're about a week and a half away from full rut. But that's all I really got for you guys. You can find us on it. South Dakota Guide Fishing. That's out. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. If you miss CHS Outdoors, listen to it again at kcountry102.com under my show page or the Listen tab. Of course, Saturday, one of the ultimate outdoor events, trick-or-treating. Have a happy, safe Halloween and enjoy trick-or-treating. From CHS in Elkton and, of course, K Country 102.3. I'm Brian, and that's CHS Outdoors. Whether you're a farmer, fisherman, or hunter, you'll find some great stories from the outdoors and some of the essentials you need at CHS in Elkton.